begin the current daf masechet by the Zohar, daf samach dal begin on the base. Begin tesmat begin the Gemara. Tani mahachi similar in the Braisa that Yerusha Ger is the Rabban. Pirish, in other words, Kamoishim Tavcha Papa, in other words, like Rapapa, explains in the answers, the Yerusha Ger, you're right, although it seems to be a difficulty, but no, the inheritance of a Ger, Akilah by Rabban, Rabban were more lenient. The Idol Mereisha, and the reason why we're bringing this of the Seifa, is because the Idol Mereisha, the Ger, is Kachab and Sheyarshu, because if we only had the Reisha, the case of when they inherit, Yechalaymer, you could say, Tul Abed is Kachabim, that you take the Abed Zer, I'll take the money. No, like Lamashma, I would not have known this halacha because I mean I would have thought to say the bedinhu that's the halacha mitam brei because of verification retracted was verified that this was always mine that was always yours. I'm the brayser in the shtadfu, but from the brayser we're bringing a support from the shtadfu because what I mean the brayser already says what's the time of oh my shaper is told but yeah the valley in time I had to make brayer. You see the reason is not because of the halacha of verification. Can that be the case? I'm in the shtadfu how you mutter and even when the partners should be permitted because that was always what was supposed to be my part and therefore obviously you see they know it's because of the rishus haged that we make them. Shemachi beperikam in the kedushin. That's why in kedushin of the yedzayim and beis. After that they prove Yerusha's Ger Drabanan that the inheritance of Ger is Rabbinic Mahid Ger Babichabim, Hutzuch Lehibi Tanamach, they bring the Oswald and the Braisa, Shloy Titcha Rayosa, Itzel Tamber, that we shouldn't reject the proof and to say, oh, it's because of verification, rather, no, it's because of the leniency of Yerusha's Ger. Next, it's about to begin the word Gimachim, it's logical that Polach Mabatel, the one who worships could nullify, Delay Polach Mabatel, Ger Taitra, doesn't worship cannot nullify. I but the mean Lael Bepari called some list. The Gemara said that Membezim Rabshi Yisrael Hayochel Batal Bezkechav Mishalav Bezkechav. That actually a Jew would have been able to nullify the Avodah Zarah non-Jew eat a lot of time, if not for the reason that we're concerned the Dilma Magvulam, because we're concerned he might pick it up Hotem Batal and then Bim Batal, which is too late. So it's Taisa Hayin Davkel B'Shem Malakish. That's only according to Rosh Lakish. Rabbi Yechon Paluk Alei Rabbi Yechon disagrees, and that's who our Gemara is going like. Let's test Matzah begin with the Gemara. Is that Ger Tesh B'Chulam? Now, B'Maskana Kama, the Gemara says in the conclusion, well, for what ramification is the relevancy? Who the Ger Tesh? But then Lachayisa is that we have an obligation to provide for him. From Temet Tesh, you can say, what do you mean? Balu Miyad, Shavush of Mitzvahs, the moment he violates one of the seven Noahid laws, Chay Misa, he's liable for death. As far as B'nai Noach, it's one of the prohibition of the B'nai Noach. Misasan, the warning is already the liability for death, below Eden, without witnesses and warning. So how can we say that it's obligation to be Mechaya if he's not even doing all the Shavim Mitzvah B'nai Noach? Yes, somebody says, the Cholzman Shalei Dino Bezdin, but as long as the courts do not educate him, Ein Chayv Misa is not liable for death. And therefore, yes, you'd still have a Chiv Lachayisei. And therefore, you could have even if he just, let's say, keeps Avodah Zarah. Tei Yishno Daminim, because the Gemara tells us on Nafcha Vav Man Aleph, that we don't take him out of the pit, but we don't take him down into the pit, because we don't kill him until the court actually decides. So therefore you have obligations to Lachayisai, as we're saying, what's considered Ger Tesh. He says, not to begin the Gemara, Achim, and B'chul, and Achim, they say, etc. Which Al-Korch, Achim, the Halach, obviously Achim over here, Lav Hain Rameir, is not Rameir, the Apolgala, because he's the first opinion that disagrees. Achim, and Sinim, Kamakam, we find many places Achim, but Machlekes is Rameir, that we find Machlekes, you know, and Achim disagreeing with Rameir, that obviously means some others, and the Yashayim is Lav Ramnasin, and you have a Yashayim, which generally also means Ramnasin. Still, it can mean someone else than Ramnasin. Like says, "Mat begin the Gemara, ain mafkidin esla yain." We don't deposit the wine by him, by that Ger Tesh. Vafil veisha Yerushubi Yisrael, even by a city that majority are Jews. Pesach Rashi explains, "Lefisha in makbed al magoy bekachum," because he's not particular about the non-Jew, the idol worshiper touching it. So therefore, we can't deposit it by him. Now, Pesach Rabbeinu Tam Azir Rabbeinu Tam asks on this, "Dim kinev." That's the case of liyachid nami. Then even just to the other halacha miyachid of designated by him, lefisha temporarily at sheelach kidei milo yoisa to go a mil or a little bit more. Kamash Pesach Bekunch Asmai, like Rashi himself explains, how you learn the lesson. We should have said that's forbidden. Now, Koch by dear chumaflig mayri, because he says obviously when we're going just like being miyachid, going just a little bit a mil or two, is obviously you let him know that you're going only for a short distance. The loyedi, because you don't let him know. I feel like chavim mutter then. Because if you don't let him know, then even by idol worship is going to be permitted because he has no clue. You might come back any second and he'll be afraid. So obviously letting him know. If that's the case, so why are we not concerned for idol worshipers that are accustomed to come into his store? Keep in but you tell me he's not particular, so even if he goes just a mill, go around the block, but he knows he's not coming back yet. So why would that be a problem? So there appears to remain Tamkam Mishpirish Rashi, where Rashi explains Vegia Bepirushim Shalai, and he edits in his commentary, Umochakatam, and he erased the reason Lafisha in the Makbid, because, like we just quoted from me before, because he's not particular. Because he writes, Ein Mafkidin, he says, the aloha of that you cannot deposit as Mamaruba for a long period of time is for because of a different reason. Nikla Mechash, have to be concerned, Lechlufa Bian Shalai. He might just change it for his wine, Shalai, which is prohibited, could be something safer, like we learn at the end, that says, Yeni Kashamni, that his wine is like his oil. Because of intermarriage. So Benira, it would seem, says Tesis Shirashi Chazabai, Mitam Rishon, the reason why Rashi retracted from the first reasoning, the Tali Issa Yeni Bishamnoi, from the fact that we say that we make the prohibition of his wine dependent on like the prohibition of his oil, Mashma sounds like Shein Lo Asri Kim Mitam Chasas, that it should only be forbidden because of intermarriage, which is only prohibited to have to drink, not to have benefit. Now, but if he wasn't particularly, the way Rashi originally said that for the idol worship to touch it, he less is a gomer should be fully prohibited even for Hana. Avol, okay, so that's why you can't deposit him. But you could designate next to him the Jewish wine, which is manich bechanusa, you could leave it in the store. Actually, look at a mil or yoiser, that, you know, just to go a little bit, a mil or two. Around a mile, Mashenkin by Gachavim, which is not the case by idol worship, but the Hakivin Shalei Palachlev is Gachavim, because since by the Gir Toshav, he doesn't worship idolatry, so Lenugav Lemanasach, he's not going to touch, he's not going to do elevation. Atkana Yukasab Epirushab, up until it was written in Rashi's commentary. Vice Rashi Vigia, Rashi adds on and he edits, Ulamagai Bikachavim now, for the touching of an idol worshiper, the Asim Alma, the Beisai, that's going to come from somewhere else to the Ger Toshav's house, Lichashin, but that we're not concerned, the Kibbin Eimlo Hanobakach, since the Ger Toshav has no pleasure in that, because he doesn't do up with this, Eimanichaliga, he's not going to let him to touch you, Lachlufe, and for the concern about swapping, Bezman would like Lamechish for a small amount of time, we're not concerned. Ulfiza HaPerish, according to this interpretation, in Lachich Bebir, you cannot verify. Conclusively, shehei mutam maga ger toishav, that should be permitted the touching of a ger toishav, be initially Yisrael with the wine of a Jew, lati b'shti, to permit it even for drinking. Now, that's according to this second interpretation. Yeshli Yasha Pirsha Kuntras Rishon. Now we could resolve the first interpretation of Rashi. The aim of kidin be base of yain. We cannot deposit wine in his house. Lafish ain't a makbet al maga, because we said that he's not particular about the touch. Shrigin love the kachab the kuntras base, that idol worship is generally coming to that gate touch his house. Avagav the enikashamna, even though his wine is like his oil. Alma shemakbet al maga be kachabim. Obviously, that he is particular about not just touching with the shor, but not from the fact to be permitted to have benefit. Hayne b'shal atzmin, that's his own wine. B'shal Yisrael in a makbet, and that's how we could resolve Rashi. But the Jew's wine is not particular. Now, another person could say, this would say his wine is like his oil, be a Jewish, is when you know that a non Jew didn't touch it. But you could designate wine in his store, even if he lets him know, there's going a little bit of a distance, a small amount of time. No, we don't have to be concerned for the idol worshiper touching it. It's not so common for the idol worshiper to be coming into his store. Well, Maga Atzma, now for his own touching, that we're not concerned, since he doesn't worship. He's not going to touch, he's not going to do a libation. And Malik Minami, and also to steal, because to drink, that is not suspected, because it's one of the seven Noahid laws not to steal. Now, Mila Remeya, but according to Remeya, he didn't accept on him himself only not to worship idolatry, so there is a concern about stealing. So let me have to say, even though they made a decree on his wine, but they didn't make the gzera on his touching on the wine of a Jew. Rabbi Yitzchak Kozer, Rabbi Yitzchak writes, "Miyachtem etzli yain, that you could designate wine by him. I feel the irish ruva v'kachavim, even by a civil majority are non-Jews. Peter, in other words, the mutam agoy b'shtia, that his touching is permitted to even drink. Vadloitun behedya, why didn't we write explicitly agoy muta that what he touches is permitted? The Rabbi Zikamash Montanya bigger chiddush. The feel the irish ruva v'kachavim, even the civil majority are idol worshippers. Lechashinu shemigba v'kachavim, not concerned that the non-Jew touched it. After pishurav v'kachavim mitzuyin shem, even though the majority of the city inhabitants are idol worshippers." Because since he doesn't let him to touch it only for a small amount of time, some say not to be cursed, as we were to aim at Kidin, Bechulu, but however, he cannot deposit by him, etc. Hatam Kitbarishas, Bekuntras Bahagah, like we explained from Rashi in his edit, because, and then we're concerned for swapping it, that he's going to exchange it for his own. Kazar Ben Yehuda. Ben Yehuda writes, Maisa Hoya Begir Echa. There was a story with a convert, Shemobolik Tabol Tfilikurdo. He circumcised himself, but he didn't do a full-fledged tefillah in the mikvah.
Vamad the basis all Yam Ramah was many days in a Jewish house. But Nagabi Yenai, and he touched the Jew's wine. But Tidur Ben Yitzchak B'Shtiyah, and Ben Yitzchak permitted it even for drinking. Kibirusha, like his interpretation, the Ger Toshav by the Ger Toshav, by Galim Mutu B'Shtiyah, that what he touches is permitted to drink. Kol Shekhen Zeh, for sure, this person, Shemal B'Kibbalah B'Shtiyah, mitzvahs that he circumcised, already accepted the mitzvahs. I have Avgav Demin Le'el, although he previously had said, Avvadim Le'Shavachis. Regarding the slaves and maidservants, children, Shemal B'Tavlu. If they even if they circumcise, but if they didn't toybalize in the Ainesach, what they touch becomes the Ainesach. That's because they have the fear of their master on them. And they're not really converting with a full heart. Like we explained previously, that we have to wait till like the words of the Avad Zohar has already gone from their mouth, which is not the case over here where they want to convert. They just didn't get a chance to do that. Another proof. We said previously regarding converts that circumcised but did not immerse. Save Achaz al b'neim shem amzeim. So Yechon said, "Oh, you have to go out and announce on their children that they're amzeim." After Bishem Estam and Nogim Yayin, even though presumably they touch wine, Lahoyim Akbar Yainam, he didn't say you have to announce that the wine is Yain Nesach. Come here, but Mosgav Bikachav Meshalsi. So like the other case when the idol worshippers poured the wine that Jewish people drink. So you see, obviously that's not a problem. But Yibushal Seidim Halachachamekel also by rabbinical law we go after the leading opinion. Stam Yainim B'Shtiyah. So regarding Stam Yainim, which is the regular wine, which is rabbinic for drinking. We go lenim hodam b'magon. The same thing is regarding what they touch. And even according to the version that says their wine is like their oil, that's all because of intermarriage. But regarding his touching the Jewish wine, he's not particular. We're not particular, and therefore it's okay. If it became the ritzel rabbin Yitzchak, but still the rabbin Yitzchak does not want to be lenient like this pesach. Which some say we don't have this, but our kapanim is that they didn't want to be lenient. To let him touch, at least initially.